So towards this authentic education, we must go and ask ourselves some fundamental, necessary questions to get us out the door and onto our future. If scarcity, manufactured, we always must remember, is the necessary underpinning of class, how can we see its force and effects living around us? What would be different in the physical structure of society if it didn't exist? Just ponder that as you fall asleep at night. If there wasn't manufactured scarcity, how would the physical structure of the world change? What would the physical infrastructure of that world look like? If we could design it ourselves to allow us to wake up and live freely, live our thoughts, live what our bodies want to do. Do one thing in the morning, another thing in the afternoon, do nothing at all, which I'm sure a big part of our freedom is going to be involved doing nothing at all for a while, because it's not just physically exhausting being put in a box and told to take orders. It's spiritually draining. It's dispiriting to know that there are some folks who actually want it to be this way. So that's a big question, imagining a world based in abundance. And founding and realizing a test site, I'm intending to begin to address this. The state as a notion is an amalgam of certain founding assumptions, and its several related ideologies exist, but to legitimate it, this amalgam. So within each of the supporting ideologies, like democracy, it's not the only one. It varies by state and era, fascism, autocracy, communism, socialism. The common denominator is class, the very thing we're never allowed to take a close look at. So within each of the supporting ideologies, like and including democracy, we should see those untested. And this is the point of our actions right now, to test them. Should see those untested founding assumptions. The first and most basic, the individual is nothing and the state is all. Another one is that the single vote may seem to mean nothing, but it is in the aggregate that the people rule. We're going to have to unpack that one, because it is actually the individuality, our individual power, which has been pushed down and sucked on and then suppressed. It's not the aggregate. It's not the concentrated power that we need to be supporting. We have that. That's what we do. It's the opposite. It's the release of our individualities, the suppressed power of all of us. And we each know that it's infinite, and there is a part of us, because we've been trained to think this, that is afraid of the notion of each person being big and powerful and allowing that power to exist. So that's one con, that we can only rule as the people can only quote unquote rule. And the other one I should add to this is the notion of underlying all of this is obviously the notion of rule itself, which has to be challenged. We have to talk about it. So it doesn't matter if we're told that we can rule. the question is rule itself. And then there's that, which is also essential to class, as we said, the so-called division between intellectual and manual labor, they proclaim as necessary for civilization, they would say, to exist. We need to test that. And another one, the state exists to drive us all to perfection, to improvement, to progress. And then the statesmen are the best judges of what that is. We're never asked. You know, we're told You want cars that drive themselves. You want us to be able to create a space travel business. I mean, we don't want this. Come on. We don't want to be mules for power no more. It's pretty obvious. So of course they're not going to ask us. Yeah, we know what we want. We want leisure. We want time, aka our lives. Of course, this is what we've wanted since the moment we were first put in harness. And they know that because, I mean, that's what they want. They don't want to be told what to do. They want for themselves leisure. And they know that if we have it, they won't be any different than anybody else. And they profoundly want to think they are. These notions are drenched in power worship. Them worship, as they see themselves as the physical manifestation of it. And the earth denies them these notions utterly and shows us repeatedly that it is fully developing individualities who advance the species, the ones who turn their back on the conditioning, the cons, the lies. We all know this. We all know that those who gave most completely and fully of their gifts had to fight the entrenched prejudice and the intense pressure of conventional thinking in order to do it. We want a world where we don't have to fight to share our gifts. We want a world where we encourage each other to make them even bigger.